Chapter 50. The word that the Lord spoke concerning Babylon, concerning the land of the Chaldeans, by Jeremiah the prophet. Declare among the nations, and publish, and set up a standard. Publish, and don't conceal. Say, Babylon is taken. Bel is disappointed. Merodach is dismayed. Her images are disappointed. Her idols are dismayed. For out of the north there comes up a nation against her, which shall make her land desolate, and none shall dwell therein. They are fled, they are gone, both man and animal. In those days and in that time, says the Lord, the children of Israel shall come, they and the children of Judah together. They shall go on their way weeping, and shall seek the Lord their God. They shall inquire concerning Zion with their faces turned toward it, saying, Come, and join yourselves to the Lord in an everlasting covenant that shall not be forgotten. My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray. They have turned them away on the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill. They have forgotten their resting place. All who found them have devoured them, and their adversaries said, We are not guilty, because they have sinned against the Lord, the habitation of righteousness, even the Lord, the hope of their fathers. Flee out of the midst of Babylon, and go forth out of the land of the Chaldeans, and be as the male goats before the flocks. For behold, I will stir up, and cause to come up against Babylon, a company of great nations from the north country, and they shall set themselves in array against her. From there she shall be taken. Their arrows shall be of an expert mighty man, none shall return in vain. Chaldea shall be a prey. All who prey on her shall be satisfied, says the Lord. Because you are glad, because you rejoice, O you who plunder my heritage, because you are wanton as a heifer that treads out the grain, and neigh as strong horses. Your mother shall be utterly disappointed. She who bore you shall be confounded. Behold, she shall be the least of the nations, a wilderness, a dry land and a desert. Because of the wrath of the Lord she shall not be inhabited, but she shall be wholly desolate. Everyone who goes by Babylon shall be astonished, and hiss at all her plagues. Set yourselves in array against Babylon round about, all you who bend the bow, shoot at her. Spare no arrows, for she has sinned against the Lord. Shout against her round about, she has submitted herself. Her bulwarks are fallen, her walls are thrown down, for it is the vengeance of the Lord. Take vengeance on her, as she has done due to her. Cut off the sower from Babylon, and him who handles the sickle in the time of harvest. For fear of the oppressing sword they shall turn everyone to his people, and they shall flee everyone to his own land. Israel is a hunted sheep, the lions have driven him away. First the king of Assyria devoured him, and now at last Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, has broken his bones. Therefore thus says the Lord of armies, the God of Israel, Behold, I will punish the king of Babylon and his land, as I have punished the king of Assyria. I will bring Israel again to his pasture, and he shall feed on Carmel and Bashan, and his soul shall be satisfied on the hills of Ephraim and in Gilead. In those days and in that time, says the Lord, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought for, and there shall be none, and the sins of Judah, and they shall not be found, for I will pardon them whom I leave as a remnant. Go up against the land of Merathaim, even against it, and against the inhabitants of Pekod. Kill and utterly destroy after them, says the Lord, and do according to all that I have commanded you. A sound of battle is in the land, and of great destruction. How is the hammer of the whole earth cut apart and broken? How is Babylon become a desolation among the nations? I have laid a snare for you, and you are also taken, Babylon, and you weren't aware. You are found and also caught, because you have striven against the Lord. The Lord has opened his armory, and has brought forth the weapons of his indignation. For the Lord of hosts, has a work to do in the land of the Chaldeans. Come against her from the utmost border, open her storehouses, cast her up as heaps, and destroy her utterly, let nothing of her be left. Kill all her bulls, let them go down to the slaughter, woe to them, for their day is come, the time of their visitation. the voice of those who flee and escape out of the land of Babylon, to declare in Zion the vengeance of the Lord our God, the vengeance of his temple. Call together the archers against Babylon, all those who bend the bow, and camp against her round about, let none of them escape. Recompense her according to her work, according to all that she has done due to her, for she has been proud against the Lord, against the Holy One of Israel. Therefore shall her young men fall in her streets, and all her men of war shall be brought to silence in that day, says the Lord. Behold, I am against you, you proud one, says the Lord of hosts, for your day is come, the time that I will visit you. The proud one shall stumble and fall, and none shall raise him up, and I will kindle a fire in his cities, and it shall devour all who are round about him. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the children of Israel and the children of Judah are oppressed together, and all who took them captive hold them fast, they refuse to let them go. Their Redeemer is strong, the Lord of armies is his name. He will thoroughly plead their cause, that he may give rest to the earth, and disquiet the inhabitants of Babylon. A sword is on the Chaldean, says the Lord, and on the inhabitants of Babylon, and on her princes, and on her wise men. A sword is on the boasters, and they shall become fools. A sword is on her mighty men, and they shall be dismayed. A sword is on their horses, and on their chariots, and on all the mixed people who are in the midst of her, and they shall become as women. A sword is on her treasures, and they shall be robbed. A drought is on her waters, and they shall be dried up, for it is a land of engraved images, and they are mad over idols. Therefore the wild animals of the desert with the wolves shall dwell there, and the ostriches shall dwell there, and it shall be no more inhabited forever. Neither shall it be lived in from generation to generation. As when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah and its neighbors, says the Lord, so shall no man dwell there, neither shall any son of man sojourn there. Behold, a people comes from the north, and a great nation and many kings shall be stirred up from the uttermost parts of the earth. They lay hold on bow and spear, they are cruel and have no mercy. Their voice roars like the sea, and they ride on horses. Everyone is set in array, as a man to the battle, against you, daughter of Babylon. The king of Babylon has heard the news, and his hands wax feeble. Anguish has taken hold of him, and pangs as of a woman in travail. Behold, the enemy shall come up like a lion from the pride of the Jordan, against the strong habitation. For I will suddenly make them run away from it. And whoever is chosen, him will I appoint over it, for who is like me, and who will appoint me a time, and who is the shepherd that can stand before me? Therefore hear the counsel of the Lord that he has taken against Babylon, and his purposes that he has purposed against the land of the Chaldeans. Surely they shall drag them away, even the little ones of the flock. Surely he shall make their habitation desolate over them. At the noise of the taking of Babylon, the earth trembles, and the cry is heard among the nations.